Chapter 22, Treasure. Naya was about to start a new topic with her students in one of the classes, but before she did, a few hands went up in the hall to tell her how the classes with the tutor had helped them solve their problems and change their lives for the better. A young, slender brunette with a small, fluffy dog in her arms was the first who came to the stage. "Once, when I was a child, a dog bit me and scared me very much," she began her story. "I was very little. After that, I was haunted by fears all my life. I had nightmares every now and then in my sleep, and I even started bedwetting because of it. I could not communicate with people normally because I had a constant fear that they could do something bad to me. I was afraid of the opposite sex. I didn't want to get acquainted. I went to the doctors, and they put me on neuroleptics, but it didn't help. Naya put me in a state of hypnosis and took me back in time to the moment when the dog accident happened. Naya reprogrammed that moment and replaced the scene of the dog biting me with a scene of the dog licking me and playing with me. And from that day on, everything changed. The fear disappeared, I fell in love with dogs, and now I easily communicate and get along with people. Recently, I met a nice partner, and soon we will get married. I want to thank this wonderful woman who helps so many people." The students turned to her tutor and reverently said, "Naya, thank you so much for what you do." At that moment, the future husband of the lady with the dog came up on stage. He brought out a large bouquet of white roses and presented it to the tutor. The hall burst into applause. A couple with a child came on stage next. A short, thin woman named Albina took the floor. It was she who wanted to tell her story. "I had been having bad omens for a long time, nightmares at night," she began. "I went to Naya, and she guided me on a good session and guided me into the future, to the place where my nightmares always lead to trouble. And I saw our house burning down with the baby. Then Naya traced the chain of events that led to the fire, and I saw the child playing with matches in our absence and then carefully hiding them in a place where we would not know about it. Then we put away matches and anything that could cause a fire, started sending the child to Grandma's house when we are not home, and the disaster did not happen. Many thanks to Naya from our whole family for her great knowledge and ability to help people so much." Impressed by Albina's story, the students applauded again. Then the class about communicating with the dead began, and Naya asked for hypnagogic volunteers to come on stage. Arthur was among them. He lay down on the couch at his tutor's request, and Naya put him into an altered state of consciousness using the Gyud method. She began to ask him which of his relatives he could see. Arthur began to recount everything that was happening in his mind. He saw his great-grandmother. She was very young and beautiful, and behind her back she had transparent wings like a dragonfly, and she was flying. Great-grandmother showed him the house where she now lived. On the smooth surface of a beautiful mountain lake grew giant lilies in the shape of houses. In one of these flowers she lived. "I have dreamed all my life," explained great-grandmother, "to be among the elves and live in a flower. Now my dream has come true." "Where do these flowers come from?" Arthur asked in surprise. "Everything here is created by our imagination," she answered. "Imagination is a great power, and it is by it that God created our world. And we are a part of his creation, as if we were his creators. Imagination organizes the energies of the subtle world, and then these images of objects or events can materialize on the physical plane. But bad and destructive things materialize faster, because it is easier to burn or blow up a house than to build it. A match or a piece of TNT is enough for that. But to build a house, you need energy of many people, materials, time, and efforts. That is why there is more evil in the physical world. And here, in the subtle plane, a single thought is enough to break something or create something. It's not like that with you. I lived in the era of revolution. Communists indoctrinated many people that the Tsarist power, the rich, and even just prosperous people were evil. And people, being under hypnotic influence, began to kill the rich, officers, the Tsar, to destroy everything. They could do it. It was easy. But they could not make everyone live in palaces and work 4 hours a day, as the communists promised. It was unrealistic. At that time, such an image, and even after the general devastation and hunger, simply it could not be realized. Maybe it will be realized in the future, when there will be fewer people and robots will work instead of them. That is why you should be careful when you imagine something, because if this image is filled with your emotions or energy of people who believe in it, it can incarnate on the earth. Do you want me to show you the images that were created by your imagination? Why, is that possible? Arthur stared at his great-grandmother in amazement. Of course! She smiled and transported Arthur into the plane where his imagination was, into his mental sphere. He saw all his dreams and reveries and fears and images of negative situations he had ever imagined. Look, said Grandma, you even imagined that Alice would leave you for someone else because you are so insecure and stupid. It is very bad that you have created a weak image of yourself and connected it with Alice's departure. Now, erase it. Destroy it. Imagine the exact opposite. Arthur began to imagine burning away that negative image. He began to smash it with his astral sword, imagining himself strong and smart with Alice, thinking that she liked him and she wasn't going anywhere. That's better, said the great-grandmother. And now watch your mind so that it does not give birth to monsters. Arthur thanked her sincerely, and then great-grandmother smiled kindly. And I also want to show you, grandson, where I have hidden the treasure. Though it is forbidden for us to do so, I will reveal it to you, for I know that you will use it for a good cause, not for yourself. What is the purpose of this treasure, grandmother? Arthur asked, intrigued. You are creating a great good for all people, especially for children. The field of love. And let the treasure be used for its needs. Look, do you remember our old village, where you were a boy, our old house? Arthur nodded, and he and his great-grandmother were instantly transported there. They saw an abandoned village where no one had lived for a long time, and the house was completely ruined. Yes, that's the house, said Grandma. And in that house there was a cellar, and in it, in the left corner from the entrance, a barrel with royal coins buried. Remember where it was. Go and get it. I see. Thank you, Grandmother. I'll use it all for a good cause. I won't take it for myself, Arthur promised with sincere gratitude. Then Naya brought Arthur out of his altered state of consciousness, and he came to his senses. The students present at the session were amazed by his account of his meeting with his great-grandmother, for they heard everything while he was under hypnosis and spoke aloud what was happening to him. Many of the students were amazed at the possibilities of the tutor, and after the session with Arthur, several more went to similar sessions. At the end of the class, Naya asked everyone to lie down on their mats and led a mask-yud session. People flew to Atlantis to see how our ancestors lived many thousands of years ago and to talk to the priests. This session was special. It gave the students the opportunity to gain access to sacred knowledge known by the ancient people, but further was lost. Each of the students received a unique experience and valuable realizations for further spiritual development. When the amazing class was over, people were under a strong impression. They shared their emotions for a long time and thanked Naya for the revelations she had given them. When everyone had dispersed, Arthur approached Ruslan. You've heard the story about the treasure, haven't you? He asked and looked carefully into his friend's eyes. Can you help me? Let's go there, huh? We'll have to dismantle the collapsed house somehow to get to the cellar and get the coins out of there.
What if it turns out that it's all just an imagination? Ruslan asked doubtfully. Maybe it's all just visions that have nothing to do with reality, and we'll be traveling so far away, and there's probably more than a day's work to be done. Are you sure it's worth it?
I don't know, friend.
Arthur thought.
But I'd like to check it out. Help me if you can.
Well, all right, just for the sake of our friendship.
Ruslan smiled and clapped Arthur on the shoulder.
It's always nice to go to the countryside. Maybe we'll find something useful. The four friends were happily discussing the class as they walked by the Night City.
"I didn't even think," Arthur shared with the others, "that I could communicate so easily with the dead and see the subtle plane."
"And Atlantis," Ruslan echoed. "It's so amazing that we can travel there and study what was there. It turns out that great powers and abilities are dormant in us. We just need to be able to awaken them."
"Yes, it's incredible," Angela exclaimed. "I never thought that I would be able to communicate with people from a lost civilization and even get ancient knowledge, which was considered lost.
You know, and I realized that I also want to learn the Gyud method," said Alice suddenly, "to help people."
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.